Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Really not a good morning. Some real sad stories out there. And I know a lot of people are also talking about late night television and what happened there. But I kind of wanted to start the show off just with the fact that three police officers were shot and killed. Actually, five officers were shot. Three of them killed serving a warrant on a farm in York County yesterday. And the two surviving officers are said to be in critical but stable condition. The suspect is dead. He was shot by law enforcement. There's not a lot of information, at least the latest that I've seen, about what had happened, except we know that they were serving a warrant that had to do with a domestic incident that happened the day prior on Tuesday. And if you were watching this, I had heard about something going on and we heard that there were injuries and it could be critical. But to hear the news that three police officers were killed is just tragic. And Governor Josh Shapiro was at a news conference last night, said this is an absolutely tragic and devastating day for York County and the entire Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. We grieve for the loss of life and three precious souls who serve this county, this Commonwealth, and this country. We continue to pray for the full recovery of those who are dealing with their wounds. The flags in the Commonwealth will be at half staff and will be that way for the next 3 days. We don't know a lot more than there was some kind of a domestic incident. And these can be some of the most dangerous situations that law enforcement has to respond to. And again, it's something about they were serving a warrant and five police officers shot, three of them killed. Very, very sad. There were significant resources from law enforcement on the scene all night. And they say the investigation is actually spanning multiple locations throughout York County. Maybe we'll get some more information. They believe there will be some kind of a press conference or news conference or some information released today.
Right.
They do say there is no ongoing threat to the public. This, you know, so it sounds like, you know, just that suspect who has been shot and killed. But really not a lot more details about this. Just a tragic day.
You're right, though. We hear about these stories every once in a while where they go to serve the warrant and they, you know, they don't know what they're walking into. And as much preparation as they can put into this, you know, this their plan, they can get ambushed. And
believe that. Yeah.
It's like one of the few times there's a lot of silly stories out there where you look around the country like, oh, they're using robots for that. This is a situation where I think technology could probably help us going forward, you know, next few years, just for situations just like this. Because, you know, I feel like as well-trained as they are, they don't know what they're walking into. So don't put them at risk. There's got to be a better way. And it's sad that
it's horrible.
Haven't gotten there yet.
So I'm looking at a Fox 29 report and they say the man accused of killing and shooting and killing three police officers and injuring two others may have been in a relationship with one of the people who lived at the home where the shooting took place. Now, this happened just after 2 p.m. in North Codorus Township. That's in York County. Officials say officers were following up on a domestic investigation from the day before when shots were fired at them from the house. Now, there's a guy who lives near the home where the shooting happened. And again, this is Fox 29, says he said he saw an officer as he was driving off to run some errands. So this guy's leaving his home to run some errands. But he turned around to get something he forgot at home. He goes, "I never got back. I heard the gunshots. It happened that quick. It was more gunshots than I'd ever heard." Now, this is someone who lives out in the country to say that. Officials have not yet identified the suspect, but this neighbor told this news outlet that police were looking for a man at the home where a widow and her four children lived. The woman and the children were not home at the time of the shooting. And it's believed that the man officer shot was involved with the family's oldest daughter. So it would not be with the older person, but... Right. Anyway, this neighbor believes that he was told that she ended the relationship. He couldn't handle the news. It's horrible.
Do you see the quote, Governor Shapiro? I thought this was a savvy quote because every time there's an incident like this, people will say, "We got to get," you know, you have some people like, "Get rid of the guns." And other people say it's mental health. And you have the thoughts and prayers credit. He brought this up in a way that I thought was good because he covered a lot. He said, "We need to help people who think that picking up a gun, picking up a weapon is the answer to resolving disputes." And then he goes on to say, "We need to do better when it comes to mental health and looking out for people in need." But that's like such an important thing. And I've always thought, as silly as it may sound, why don't we have campaigns where it's like, "Don't pick up a gun"? Just say that. I know it sounds silly, like the just say no approach. Yeah, could it hurt, Nancy?
But I would say to you that if I'm in a situation where my oldest daughter has someone who is not taking something well, I want a weapon.
Oh, yeah. Okay, but
so
for
self-protection, yes. I mean, so here,
but not
in this
as the
case,
answer to solve the problem.
No, I'm not saying the answer to solve the problem, but what I'm saying is, on the other hand, we could see where, obviously, in a situation like this, you want to be able to protect your family. And that has nothing to do with this outside of the fact that they did, it sounds like, what most people should do, which is get law enforcement involved. Yeah. Say, "We feel that... somebody may be dangerous. We need something to be done." The fact that five of them were shot coming to this home is unbelievable. It's just very tragic. Very tragic. They weren't home, according to reports. And again, we have to get the official word from the officials there that the mother and the children were not home, but he was there. And that's real concerning.
Yeah.
It's just a horrible, horrible situation. So three officers killed, two critically injured. Again, this was in York County Wednesday afternoon. These domestic incidences are some of the most dangerous things for law enforcement to walk into. And we wait to hear what could have been done better. What do you do with someone?
The only thing you do is go back and kind of reconcile and look through and decide what you could have done.
Not that they did anything wrong, but as we go forward, unfortunately, we see for some people, that is the in their minds, as you were talking about, picking up a weapon and going after the police because you can't take the news of a breakup. I mean, we have mentally unstable people who can pick up a weapon and do this to people. It's very, very shocking and sad.
Yeah, I mean, and again, to the reason that what he said, again, this idea of like, got to help people who think picking up the gun is the answer. I just feel like too many times we don't say, why did they pick up the gun? Why? If you get mad, don't pick up a gun. If you have a problem with a neighbor, don't pick up a gun. When you pick up a gun, if someone is coming at you and you feel threatened,
right? Well,
you need to defend yourself.
Unfortunately, at that point, they are so far down a bad path. I mean, so this goes back to mental health and helping people earlier. At that point, I don't think you're talking reason into anybody.
Hear me out. I'm talking more as like just get the message out there, get it in people's heads. So maybe, just maybe, somebody, like the suicide prevention lines. Mm-hmm. Before, those people had no one to talk to. And then suddenly it was like, well, somebody has been saved by calling those numbers. Maybe one person thinks, I'll get the gun. And I go, wait a second. No, I shouldn't do this.
I don't know.
It seems obvious. It seems like it's unnecessary, but maybe don't pick up the gun should be a message we just keep sharing.
And how do we deal with situations like this? Somebody said five officers shot. What kind of weapon? How could he successfully shoot five of them? I'm thinking it had to be assault rifle. Only law enforcement and military should be able to legally possess such weapons. Tragic. That's a text message we just got. 570-883-0098. So still a lot of questions here about what happened.
Chaotic, crazy, sad situation. Tragic.
Awful. Awful situation. I'm just trying to get some more information. New developments. Here's a story that came out early this morning surrounding the shooter who killed three police officers. Details that he ambushed officers from a nearby cornfield. So maybe not even in the home. These could have been, you know, police officers coming to the home if they were looking for, if it wasn't about the suspect. This is why, you know, we wait to hear from them. Were right. they going there because the people who had complained perhaps about the situation lived at the home? The fact that he may have been camouflaged in a cornfield.
Yeah.
How do you protect people from that? Officials say the three police officers shot and killed. Now, remember, five were shot. Two are critically injured. So three have died. And they're saying now that he was that they were serving a warrant is right. what or following up on that when this shooting happened. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get to the story and it just locked
these
on
stories.
Me.
Even when they're happening live, information happens. It keeps getting updated and we'll keep getting information throughout the day.
Right. I mean, it's just real sad. But they do say he was camouflaged. As well.
Sure.
The shooter reportedly the ex-boyfriend of a woman who lived in the farmhouse. And the ex-girlfriend had previously alerted police about the shooter. This happened on Tuesday. They said he was saying he was in a nearby cornfield stalking the residents. So she had told them he was stalking the residents in the cornfield nearby. So the police got a search warrant and a restraining order for him. But they were unable to serve him on Tuesday night. So there was a follow-up attempt at the farmhouse residence. They say the camouflage-wearing shooter opened fire from the cornfield and struck three Northern York police officers. The shooter then moved toward the house and engaged three York County sheriffs, two of which were shot. The third sheriff was able to return fire, ultimately killing the shooter. Absolutely tragic. The two sheriffs remain hospitalized in critical condition. Pennsylvania State Police continuing to investigate. That was a very dangerous situation for them to be in.
Yeah, and you never, like, we in this country, we debate a lot of these situations where police will shoot. We don't, unless you've done it, and every situation is different. We don't know what they're going through. And I can't even imagine if every day my job walking up, someone could jump out of a cornfield.
Absolutely. It's horrific. But the fact that they had reported that he was stalking them from the cornfield. Someone says, now, by the way, I read you a text from somebody. I'm only saying that because now someone's saying, so you're blaming an assault rifle and mental illness. How about a crazy bad guy? Anybody who picks up a weapon and fires at people to kill them is a bad person, unless, of course, it's in self-defense and someone's attacking you. Or, and I would say, and in many cases already probably has some kind of a mental illness. I'm not saying they're crazy and don't know the difference between right and wrong. I read you a text message from somebody. I wasn't blaming an assault rifle. I was reading a text message. We live in a society where I hope people are allowed to express their opinion. And if you disagree,
excuse me,
disagree and do so. But again, if I'm reading what someone else wrote, it's so tragic what had happened there.
Do I need to create something that goes like
yes.
text message?
So when someone says it's a hospital's a horrible situation, stop making excuses. Lee, who keeps texting us, Lee, nobody made any excuses at all. I read a text message just as I read your text message. Is it hard to understand that? Oh, my gosh.
Two text messages in your
Someone else said, thank God the woman and her children weren't there. They could have been injured as well. It's a real scary situation. We did start off the show with the really tragic news where three police officers in York County were killed, two of them critically injured. Yeah. Responding to a domestic incident, reports indicate that they were serving a warrant or attempting to on a man who the report was at one time was dating one of the teenagers who lived in this home. And the report was that he was stalking them outside in a cornfield near the home.
Right.
They go to the home. The report is that this suspect was camouflaged in a cornfield, and that's where the firing of the weapon happened. Three police officers are dead. Two of them are critically injured. One of them was, I guess, uninjured, and a sheriff was able to shoot and kill the suspect. We don't have any information on who this person is, but we do know just tragically what happened there. Very, very disturbing story. Hopefully we'll get more information as it comes out today. One of the big stories that broke last night is that Jimmy Kimmel, his nighttime show, was pulled.
Right.
And I don't know why this throat is doing this to me, but anyway, it's not canceled, but I don't know. It's just indefinite.
Yeah.
What disturbs me about this story is it sounds like the FCC chair kind of gave a warning. And the warning was, and we've got companies that are looking to buy up other ones. Nexstar Group, that owns a bunch of stations here, is looking to buy Tegna, and they need the FCC.
They need them on board. They need them on board.
So, you know, if they're, and again, we saw this with Paramount. We see this with others. They don't want to get on a bad side. So the FCC chair complaining about networks and how they can take away licenses, broadcast licenses, and say, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. And then all of a sudden, Jimmy Kimmel Live would not be running on Nexstar. And then I guess Sinclair stations as well.
It's tricky because the you have the corporate network. Disney oversees the whole thing, right? Disney and ABC. Right. And then you have the local affiliates who run that. And the local affiliates were like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
We're not doing this.
Right. So, look, there was no big outcry about, you know, people. Let's be honest. People know Jimmy Kimmel is not a fan of Donald Trump.
Correct.
He's not. I mean, I didn't know. I thought we were allowed to have opinions. And, you know, of all the things that we've heard about after this horrible shooting of Charlie Kirk, I did not hear any huge outcry about Jimmy Kimmel. But we know that Donald Trump doesn't like him, that he's already in the past after Stephen Colbert. You know, who's next? Jimmy Kimmel. And then after Jimmy Kimmel is, who's the next one? Another night.
I think they're
and Seth Meyer. Yeah. And, you know, oh, and then we'll go there. The health of a society, I think a lot of it is dependent on the freedom of speech in a society. And we're getting to a point now where it seems that only one kind of speech is allowed. And I don't watch Jimmy Kimmel, so this isn't a personal thing for me. But it is not healthy for us to have a society where we say, and especially an administration who has all of his honchos at every department utilizing the power of their position to make people bend and capitulate at their will. And it's dangerous for all of us, even if you don't like Jimmy Kimmel and you love the president. It's not good for us to be in a society where you can't speak freely. I get it. Some of you go, well, there's consequences. Of course there is. Yeah. I don't hear anything that Jimmy Kimmel said that screams out that someone should be canceled for it. You don't want to watch it. I get it. You don't want to watch. Here's the thing that's wild to me is would it have been more appropriate for Jimmy Kimmel to go on the air and say that homeless people should be involuntarily lethal injection or killed? Would that seems to be acceptable since Brian Kilmeade on Fox said that over the weekend, never said, I didn't say it, said it, apologized. And if you were offended, don't watch, you know, Brian Kilmeade again. But did he deserve to get fired? He didn't. I didn't ask for him to be fired. But now if somebody else says something you don't like, they need to go. And I don't think Charlie Kirk would agree with any of this either.
One of the distinctions they are making, though, now we have to get to news. One of the distinctions are that ABC, NBC, CBS are on the public airwaves. Fox News cable channels are not. They have different rules. So that's why I say that comparison doesn't fly.
Why? You don't think that Fox News is the public airwaves? Of course it is.
They're not considered the same as ABC. That's the argument they're making.
You have to give someone a broadcast license.
But they don't play by the same rules as ABC.
They do.
No, I'm 99% sure on this one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Before the break, we were talking about, you know, this FCC involvement.
Yes.
When it comes to these, you know, Kimmel being pulled off.
I'm more concerned about whether we have a department that is now pretty much threatening to do things because it doesn't agree with their administration. Right. So to have the FCC director, Brendan Carr, be on a right wing podcast and talk about whether or not, we can do this the easy way or we can do this the hard way, when he's talking about networks and how they need to start, I guess, cracking down on speech that they don't agree with. That's basically what they were talking about. And then not too long after, Nexstar, which is in the process of trying to get Tegna. We know about this because we've got Nexstar and Tegna in our backyard. You don't think that this is all a way of saying, look, you want to play with us, you want to buy this this group of stations, well, you better start doing things the way we like it.
There is a reason, there's a reason they're targeting ABC, there's a reason CBS was involved, and we've heard different wheeling and dealing has been done. They're focusing on what they're calling these legacy broadcasters. This is from the podcast. This is the FCC chair, Brendan Carr, talking about the credibility of legacy media, and you see how he talks about who they can focus on.
Just look at the credibility of these legacy media, it's absolutely through the floor. They used to be able to say at least they were more trustworthy than Congress, but now they're even less trustworthy than Congress. And so I think as a business matter for them, something has to change. And at the FCC, you know, we need to reinvigorate this. So again, there's actions that we can take on licensed broadcasters. And frankly, I think that it's really sort of past time that a lot of these licensed broadcasters themselves push back on Comcast and Disney and say, listen, we are going to preempt. We are not going to run Kimmel anymore until you straighten this out, because we licensed broadcaster are running the possibility of fines or license revocation from the FCC if we continue to run content that.
And he also said we can do this the easy way or the hard way.
Correct. But, so, but understand, like what he's saying there, like, look, we can go after these folks because by definition.
Because we don't like what they say.
Because they have this government license and they can use that.
But since when do you have? Again,
they're
this
enforcing
is
it now.
We're in a whole new administration where these are all his henchmen and women. And so if he doesn't like something, he's talked about wanting to go after Kimmel before. They don't like him because he obviously is not a fan of them. So it's just amazing to me that he talks about their credibility when we know that there are other places like Fox News who had how much money did they have to pay out because of the lies about voting systems? And he's worried about what the truths are, you know, on these other media outlets. I just want us to live in a world where we do have freedom of speech, where we don't feel like if we don't capitulate to the person who is running things and they don't threaten, and then they get a group to threaten, because you know damn well what he's saying is when Nexstar wants to buy Tegna, they need the FCC to approve.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't play their game, and those of you celebrating it because you don't like Jimmy Kimmel, don't realize that eventually when they run out of the people that you don't like, God forbid you don't like something in the future, they'll come after you. It's what it is. So again, I don't even watch some of these late night shows. And to be honest with you, I think a lot of them, because regular television as we know it is changing drastically. Whether they survive beyond a year or two is still yet to be seen, because people don't utilize television the way they used to. But the fact that we had the FCC chair come out and basically it sound like threaten, and then the stations capitulate, it's not healthy and it's not good for any of us. It really isn't. And again, I think that Charlie Kirk was someone who wanted people to be able to disagree. And whatever happened to Republicans who said free speech was paramount is so important. But now all of a sudden it's a different story because they don't like the speech. I mean, this is as old as time, is it not?
Freedom
for me, but not for thee, as we'd heard people say before, right? We only want it if it's speech that we like. And not, speech that we hate. We'd love to hear your thoughts, though. 570-883-0098. You can call us. You can text us. We'd love to hear from you. By the way, Brendan Carr, FCC chair, right? Back in 2019, made a post on X. In 2019, should the government censor speech it doesn't like? Of course not. The FCC does not have a roving mandate to police speech in the name of the public interest. He literally wrote an op-ed and talked about that. Very different story today. A lot of you have been checking in on the Jimmy Kimmel story. Here we go. Somebody says, Nancy, I rarely agree with you politically. However, this is frightening. It would be one thing if the stations chose to cancel the program based on a reaction to what Kimmel said. It is something entirely different if they are reacting to what the FCC said. And it certainly that's certainly what it appears like they did. Mm-hmm. 'Cause they've got to get approval to pick up those Tegna stations.
This is not
Nexstar.
Look, when the business deals are involved and they have to get approval, you want to clear the path so there's no hiccups.
And they're doing this. It's literally like being in the mafia now. You know, you have to play along.
I don't know if this is.
And it's
publicly being talked
it's
about.
It's horrible. It's never been done like this
not in
before.
The public before.
It's
like
absolutely
this. Yeah.
Ridiculous. And I was just telling Jason off the air. I've never been a Kimmel fan. I don't. Ever since wasn't he the one with the trampolines and
yes.
What?
Only and like listen, 90 years ago, but yes.
I know, but I'm saying I've never really been a fan. This has nothing to do with, oh my gosh, they took Kimmel off. This is more capitulation because people don't like what it is that someone else has to say. And you know what happens? If you don't like it, you can turn the television off or you can watch something completely different. But to me, the fact that the FCC commissioner on a right-wing podcast says you can do this the easy way or the hard way about networks and broadcast licenses. And it seems like the president has already said he wanted to go after Kimmel. And he celebrated last night in a post because the next one he wants to go after, who's left now? We've got...
I made a list last night.
He said Seth Rogen and he... Who's the other one that's
Rogen,
on?
Rogen. Seth Myers.
Seth Myers, I'm sorry. And who was the other one that's still left?
Jimmy Fallon.
Yes.
No, Jimmy Fallon's safe.
Didn't he mention that? I thought he did.
If he mentioned him...
Where's the Truth Social post? We got to find it.
You can find it. If he mentioned Jimmy Fallon, he really should watch Jimmy Fallon because I don't think Jimmy Fallon's like watching like an Adam Sandler movie where it's just like,
well,
I'm a
you
big
may
child.
Think that, but I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, he doesn't do political really. Mm. The most political thing I think he's ever done is messing up Donald Trump's hair that one time.
Right.
But there's other ones. The Daily Show.
He calls it great news for America, Donald Trump. He's excited because, again, it's somebody else that he doesn't have to. Anyway, oh, yeah, so he did say Fallon.
What did he say in the
Kimmel
concept?
Has zero talent, worse ratings than even Colbert, if that's possible. That leaves Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers, two total losers on fake news NBC. Their ratings are also horrible. Do it, NBC. Here
oh,
we
wow.
go.
I
so
take
this
that
is
back.
What
sorry about
have.
That. That's shocking because that's he's not. Seth Meyers goes after Trump very, very hard.
The whole thing is shocking that a
oh,
president
yeah.
In concert with his FCC commissioner is now he's got his retribution tour continuing. And here's another one. Text message. Make America great again. Americans, is it good and great for you yet? Seems like we're getting more like Russia, China and Hungary. Open your eyes. Question what's going on. We'd love to hear from you. 570-883-0098. Nancy, we are now living in an autocracy, silencing any voice that disagrees with the administration. We are not headed there. We are there. Mm. Anyway, we'd love to hear from
but they're
you.
Making, they're making the big companies, they're making the corporations do the dirty work. They're saying, look, something bad could happen.
Yeah.
And
right.
They're taking the preemptive strike, so
well,
they're kind of strong-arming them. Yeah,
we
they're strong-arming them
doing.
Into making these decisions.
Yeah,
so
we know what they're doing.
I don't know what's next, but you're right. We could go through that whole list, and eventually you'll get to the bottom and go, see, that's all. And then eventually something you like may end up on that list, and you'll go, whoa, wait, whoa, whoa. And that's where it gets tricky. So be careful what you wish for in these situations.
The free speech crowd isn't very much into free speech. That's what it's all about. 654 at WILK. We got to take a break. I do want to get to, look, all around us. The adults act like children all around us, everywhere. We
Speak
are
for yourself, Nancy.
It is a horrible example for our kids, what we see out there. What I saw on social media last night in reaction to this is just, it's sad, it's juvenile, it's childish, it's I don't know what else to say.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
We will do some local news coming up after the top of the hour. And I'm sure in the top of the hour, you'll also be hearing about that tragic story. We led this morning with the really awful news that three police officers were killed. Two are critically injured in a shooting that happened in York County yesterday afternoon. It's really awful situation. The latest that we have is that these officers were going to this home because it was a domestic incident. They were about to serve a warrant on a complaint that this guy who was dating one of the teens in the home was stalking in a nearby cornfield. So they show up at this place and they're ambushed. The guy, the report, latest report I saw was camouflaged in the cornfield. And just a barrage of gunfire. Three people, three police officers killed. There was return fire. Two others critically injured. Two others from the sheriff's office. And another sheriff's office officer was returning fire and killed the suspect. But we don't have any information on who this person is. And we're still waiting to get more. And perhaps today they will release more. A very dangerous situation that they were walking into there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Vaughn Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.